You have arrived in the land of the dinosaurs, and it is time to go on an adventure. You are going to start by looking around this fun new land. To look around this magical land, you are going to need a dinosaur guide. Which dinosaur would be the best guide? How about the velociraptors? No, they are much too fast, and you would not be able to keep up. How about a brontosaurus? No, their necks are much too long, and you would not be able to see as far as they can. How about a Tyrannosaurus Rex? No, the T-Rex is much too hungry and is only thinking about food. How about a Triceratops? Yes, a Triceratops will be perfect. They walk slower. And the Triceratops knows where all the coolest plants, animals, and dinosaurs are. When you get off the train to the land of the dinosaurs, you look for a Triceratops. You find one with two really long horns and one really short horn. It agrees to show you around this magical new land. It even lets you climb up its tail so you can sit right at the front of its body. The dinosaur feels smooth but tough as you climb it. You sit right at the front behind the large shield on the Triceratops' neck. Hold on tight. Here we go! The Triceratops starts moving, and you feel yourself sway from side to side. You are off on an adventure to explore this amazing new world you are in. The first stop is the giant oasis. This is a large body of water, surrounded by trees and plants. You see lots of dinosaurs drinking from the water. There are some with really long necks and some with short necks. Some are bigger than the biggest animal you have ever seen. And some are smaller than a cat. They dip their heads into the water and take long drinks of the water to cool down. Some of them lift the water up high so it can slide down their long necks, and others lap it up like dogs with a splash, splash, splash. You see some birds in the trees too. There are birds with blue wings, some with yellow beaks, and even others with red feet. Some birds have large wings, and they spread them out wide to flap them as they fly through the sky. Some birds have small wings, and they don't flap them at all. Instead, they hop around on their little legs. The Triceratops moves on and takes you to the Mammoth Plains. You see large woolly mammoths. They look like elephants with long shaggy hair and long curved tusks. There must be 300 of them running across the plains, and they make a noise like 300 drummers. Boom, 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 boom.